the hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
I mean, he had to do it right after he told his son. because his son had the police go over there immediately. And then, you know, that's how they found him.
Bam.
That's fucked up, man.
Hey.
He's 75
man.
Years old.
Damn, he ain't have to kill himself. He's on. Let me shut
up. Don't do that.
I've been drinking. Let me shut up. Let me shut up. Come on. Love, peace, and soul, man. Hey. Dr. Cornelius, rest in peace.
Well, and I
you
have to know that. I'd like to give a shout out to Slick Nick. It's her birthday.
Yeah. Make it Archer. Hey, I told her I'm going to
make it white face Archer.
Space Ghost. Happy birthday, baby.
What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
What's
Hello,
up, baby? Hey, man, there's a lot of motherfuckers getting old on here, man. You check the site.
Yeah, I was just on there.
Yeah, man, a couple of motherfuckers got birthdays coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be like that, man.
Motherfuckers getting old. Wait, your birthday tomorrow, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
But Jadine, ain't your birthday tomorrow, too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn. Shit. Two old motherfuckers. Grandhead, motherfucker, hey. Oh, shit. Oh,
I don't got no gray in my hair. I don't got no hair.
Motherfucker, your hair all gray.
I don't got no hair.
Oh, George Jefferson looking motherfucker.
I don't got no gray in my hair. I don't got no damn hair.
All right, man, let's bring in Lucius and LaFonda. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's good, ladies?
Not much. Hanging in
Lucius.
There.
Lucius,
yeah.
I can't even get mad at you no more.
What?
So I can't even get mad at you no more.
Nope, you can't.
I see you got the little red lips all on now. Ooh, we looking good, baby, looking good.
Of course.
I said, okay, look at that.
All right, hold on, man. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Ain't no new caller. No, shit. Ain't no new caller.
I don't memorize numbers, man. I just call it as I see it.
You need to get on your job, man. Well, I got to ask. If I'm not on here, you don't know the number?
Hell no.
That's
the
problem.
I don't know your number about hard, man.
That
that's what cell phones is for. The only number I got memorized is my mama's. I don't even know my daughter's number by heart.
That's a hot damn mess, because I know every number in my cell phone number by heart.
We know you do, LaFonda.
what's Waylo's number then?
Damn,
you say you got them all memorized. What's Waylo's number? 219. Okay. All right, I see that's how we go.
No, I really don't know who.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Must say his number ain't even in my phone no more.
Oh, don't be acting like that, girl. You know you still got his number. Hey, I'm still waiting
I'm
to
serious.
See you. No, I'm serious, too. Damn all that. We ain't even listening to you talk that old crazy shit until you put them pictures with your legs pinned back on here. We ain't trying to hear nothing else you say. I think you just be talking about the shit.
I don't know a lot of shit or nothing.
You said what?
I said I don't be talking
a lot of shit
on nothing. I ain't
saying
my somebody. Because I can't put a picture up. I done told y'all that like 8-9 times already. I done tried, and it won't let me.
Because you got to use a computer. Use a computer, not your cell phone.
Okay, but I can't use my computer to phone, not understanding. My kids have computers. I have my cell phone, and I have an installment plan on my computer.
Okay. All right, hold on, man. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, I got the
You see how I knew who that was, dog? You see what I'm saying? You see how I knew who that was?
Whatever, man. Whatever. What's happening, Sean?
Damn.
Hey. Man, it ain't my job to memorize everybody that call the show telephone number, man.
Oh, it's mine? It's just mine? It's just my job.
You know your number, dog. Now, if my mama called the show, I know exactly who I'm talking to.
Hold on. Don't make me archive that episode where your mama did call the show.
We ain't going that route, man.
She don't
know what she's supposed to be talking about. Putting all my business out there.
Hey, for y'all that don't know, his mother called the show way back when we first started. He actually muted his mama. He muted her.
I had to, man. She was just telling. I mean, she was talking to me like we was just talking on the phone. Did you do this?
Like,
did you do that? Did you take care? And I'm like, Ma, you know, this is live radio. You know, everybody can hear you.
She said, I don't get no fuck. That's all you heard. I don't get no fuck. Damn, where are your mama? She muted her. Actually, that's what he did. He hung up on his mama.
That ain't rude. Would you want your mama on putting all your business out there?
You can't hang up on her.
You could have. You have to hang up on it. You could have just pressed the mute button.
You should whoop your ass.
No, this ain't the kind of show for your mama to be listening to. You know what I mean?
Well, you shouldn't have gave her a call this show. Well, you shouldn't have gave her a call.
I didn't. My niece called the show with my mama on the phone. So I hung up on both of them.
I mean, she called out his government name and everything. Well, who the fuck you be talking
right,
to?
Right, giving out my doctor's appointments and shit. I'm like, damn, Ma. Once you got that doctor, did you see the doctor yet? Ma, hello? What the hell? Come on now. Damn. But it's all good. I do remember somebody's stepfather called the show too, though. With his cool ass.
Hey, man. Hey, Big Daddy Fuck.
Right.
Big Daddy Buck. Hey, man. Big Daddy Buck ain't no hoe, man. Shit, I ain't mad. Hey, he call anytime.
Come on.
Hey, he has some words of wisdom. He told the motherfucker, hey, man, quit letting that bitch trick you like that. my old man, something like a player. They quit playing.
Yeah, all right.
Something like a player.
Hell yeah, I ain't gonna say my old man a player. He's still married to my mama. Shit, he's something like a player.
Right, yeah, right. Clean it up, man. Clean it up.
Exactly. Man, shut your ass up.
Clean it up.
All right, what we talking about, people? Who got something other than LaFonda?
You know what? I wasn't about to say that, you jackass.
What's that, Sean? What you got for us?
What's this? Any topic? Night or something?
Yeah,
what
did
you want to talk about, sweetheart? We talking about what you want to talk about. What you want to talk about?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Don't get him too much. He might come on the radio. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Wow. I'm gonna disregard that. I'm gonna disregard that.
So what you want to talk about, sir? What sexual escapades you got going on?
No, because I ain't had none in the way. I've been trying to be good, but maybe I shouldn't talk about sex. I might want to go do some stuff.
Shit, what you trying to go do? I said, what you try? All right, well, shit, let me ask this. All right, now you got the women that be saying, I mean, and I don't doubt you. I ain't saying that you don't. But, I mean, if y'all sitting up 2, 3, 4 months, I mean, what do y'all do to satisfy yourself?
The pocket rabbit, man.
Huh?
The pocket rabbit. Ain't that what it's called? The rabbit.
First of all,
Father
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Check this out.
We're talking to your cool ass nigga.
I'm not talking to you. How you know what the fuck they do?
Hey, we talked about that before. Somebody was on here talking about they keep the shit in them all day, just walking around having nuts all day.
Yeah, that was Felicia.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who it was, but I know somebody said they keep it in all day.
I don't use it. I can touch myself with my hands and just be like,
you probably have some big ass fingers.
I got the magic touch.
Well, you just got the big ass hands.
That too.
I mean, seriously. All right, man. Y'all, we're not going to even get on that no more because I don't even want to. I'm tired of even hearing motherfuckers saying I'm lying, so we're not going to even get on that.
Go ahead. So we ain't going to say it.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, me as a man, I can't do it. I mean, I don't feel no pleasure in it. I really don't. I don't feel no pleasure in jacking off. So, I mean, women, but then again, you said what? I wanted my bag.
He said you
want
to tell him how to do it. What you supposed to do? Get the Vaseline and then what?
Hold on. He said I wasn't doing it right. What, I'm supposed to go ask you? Well, I'm supposed to go ask somebody, can you teach me how to do this? What the fuck you mean I wasn't doing it right?
You ain't getting no feeling out of the penny. You ain't doing it right, man.
Hey, maybe that's just not my thing, man. Damn. That's not my thing. You ain't doing it right. You should have went to the neighbor house. Hey, can you help me out?
Oh, man.
You watching those porno movies on TV back in the day. That's how you learn, man. You remember on TV? You remember when your mama had on TV and you couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all weren't subscribed to the adult channel, so you had to watch with them little wiggly lines and
with the little shit in it. Colored lines.
Right, you really can't see what's going on, but you can see just a little bit. No, I ain't the only one that watched a motherfucking porno flick like that.
I think
I'm the only person that watched a porno flick like that.
Yeah.
You ain't the only one because you had me watching the motherfucker. Hey, dog, come watch this shit.
Come watch this shit. You can't see, I mean, you can see what's going on a little bit, but not a lot, but damn, you can still see. And you can hear.
I used to wonder what the fuck you was doing when you was going up the damn stairs. I already knew what was in your mind. Hey, when he hit the stairs, all he heard inside his head was.
Man, I don't got no sorrow, man. I tell you, man. I'm gonna tell you, dog. This is how I learned. I was watching on TV. I was watching a porno with the little lions in it. You know what I'm saying? I was about, I don't know, 12 maybe. And, you know, I'm watching the movie, right? I'm listening. I'm more turned on by the, you know, by the sound, right? Come on in and shit. And I threw my hands down, my short dog. It's like 4 strokes, man.
Next thing you heard was
it wasn't even that fast, dog. It was kind of slow. 4 good slow strokes.
Man, I thought I was peeing on myself, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Well, hey, but look, I got better as time went along. I got better.
So you're a pro now, right?
Hey, when I discovered petroleum jelly.
Can you do it with both hands behind your back?
Both hands behind? No,
he probably can't. He probably can't do it, though.
So I can't do it with no hands. I got to have at least one hand.
He even got so good, he do it with his feet.
Right.
Sitting there playing the game and shit.
That's my dog.
Of that pussy.
Nobody feels, nobody explained it.
Well,
That's depending
on
woman
is like a but women's like a vice grip, man. They could change their size.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking, ladies. I know y'all work this hard.
It's a way ass.
Badass
women out there, though, that can do some things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all got some. There's some women out there that make motherfucker. Hey, hello. Hey, honey. I ain't coming home.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You say, yeah, I love you, baby. Put your mama on the phone.
Yeah, put your mama on the phone. Hey, I ain't ever coming home again. Have a nice life.
Oh, that's those grippers.
Oh, man.
Oh,
like they got a little hand and they sit.
Hold on, man.
How do y'all
want
to train on that? Oh, go ahead, Kev. That's what you was about to ask.
Go ahead, dog.
Muscles.
No, man. A gripper is like the man.
Gripper,
okay, hold on.
Shit.
Before we go into anybody else, we got to go to our Sin City sex therapist. Janine?
Yeah.
All right. What's up with these grippers? I mean, because everybody don't do it. Everybody don't do it. But the ones that do, shit. I'm coming back.
Everybody is not experienced. Some women don't even know they got that power to use their muscles down there.
Pubic cock to you.
Don't you sound like Dr.
Janine will be having classes Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Please enroll. Put on at the Dr. Field. We're going to get you on CBS.
Well, they don't. Just like those women who don't know how to suck dick. It's the same thing. They take classes for that. They have classes for that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
They got a class where you can go to learn how to suck a dick?
Yeah.
I'll be the volunteer dummy.
Right, I'm gonna be the crash dummy on that.
Just next. No, you ain't doing it right. Next. Come on.
Say you getting the emphasis on.
Get that one. Y'all gotta wait now. Oh, yeah, she got it. Yeah. Class over.
Class dismissed.
I didn't know they had a plan for that shit.
You should, motherfucker. What you mean? You should know. Look here, man.
I need to talk to somebody that Janine, have you ever been to one of those classes?
No.
Hell no. Shit, she probably taught one.
I have part today, of you, but
today's lesson class. Mm-hmm.
Rip the balls and stuff.
All right, Janine, let me ask you. If you were teaching one of those classes, I mean, how do you start off? Break it down for me. I mean, what do you like? Use a banana or what?
Well, you can use dildos. You can use whatever. Usually you use dildos.
Ooh, the motherfucker that could put a banana in their mouth and pull it out without a dick. I will marry him.
Well, one time I used my husband with me and this one girl. She wanted me to show her. So I used my husband that time.
I bet he was like, yeah.
So you could take me to class anytime.
Oh, hold on now.
Did you let her practice on him too?
Yeah.
Now wait.
He's living large. I said that's what he was saying. Shit.
I'm saying now, Wick, you said that you said motherfucker that put a banana out their mouth. That's one fucking. You can't get all of them now. Got to fuck around and you have a banana in his pants too now. You got to be careful. Well, whoever can put a banana down their throat,
you got to choose your words wisely on this show.
Right.
No, man. That's
man.
Sunshine on the show, man. Sunshine break it all the way down for you.
Hey, cause Jeffrey be on here talking about I can pull a banana out of my mouth. He be like, now you come. I'm just saying, dog.
You locked up for life. You like that motherfucker on Ricky Lake? What's that, Rick? Nah, that was Trashy Jeffy Jonah. Brung him on there.
No, it was Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy, well, one of them was. He went and killed that motherfucker.
Yeah, he sure did.
Brung him on
that. Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah, that's some dirty shit to do, man. On national TV.
Yeah, she should have went to jail for that shit too, man. She
but
knew
they had
what was happening.
I wouldn't have waited. I'd have kicked his ass on the show.
No, he played it all so good on the show, man. You know, I'm not like that, man. They got back home.
Man, we're going to have to cut to a commercial right now because this son of a bitch, he done shot this motherfucker. This son of a bitch. I've been asked to come on the Jerry Springer, and back in the day, I don't know if y'all remember, they had the show called Charles Perez. The motherfuckers fall on that every day. And you know, duh, I wasn't going on either one. I'm like, no, I decline. No, I don't want to go. I mean, y'all will not get me on there all they kept saying was, somebody want to bring you on the show, the male or female. Somebody want to bring you on the show. No, you're not going to have me up there like that, man. I'm up in here talking about, yeah, what's up, time? What's up? Look, I'm on TV. Y'all motherfuckers looking at me, and here come a motherfucker band come out there. No, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God knocked his hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen.
That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Man, I'm tearing the whole motherfucking set up. Y'all think I was mad at that motherfucker? Y'all think I was mad at that retirement home? That a motherfucking bag. Yeah, it won't be nothing nice, dog. I swear to God.
Yeah, it'd be ugly.
I'm gonna give his ass two options: window or the stairs.
You say window or the stairs?
Yeah.
I hope you take the window so I can throw his ass out that motherfucker.
I'm thought, man, dog. How much security they gonna have to have just to get? Hey, and I'm gonna tell him, hey, I need 6 seats in the front row. Why 6 seats? I need my boy sitting in the first 6 seats.
We target security so you can choke that motherfucker.
Hell yeah, hey, give me 30 seconds with this nigga, man. Give me 30 seconds with him.
Top flight security, man.
Hell yeah, shit.
I tell you what though, man, let's go into a little Young song here. I'm gonna hit y'all with a little Jamie Foxx tonight. We'll be back. When the game ain't started. All right, there you go.
Ladies, please rise for your national anthem. It's going down to all the ladies all over the world. And I have been all over the world.
Gotta look like a model in the magazine. Baby, you're fly the way you are to me. A pretty face and nothing, girl, without the right attitude. About the way you look is killing me, boo. Why Why you wanna mess up your natural beauty, babe? You leave it up to me, you're still a cutie, baby. Girl, it's something you do to me, and you just do it naturally, baby.
You don't have to be all that, baby.
No, you don't, no, you don't.
Just as long as you're sexy,
yeah. So tight, girl, you got it going on. Leave it alone, I don't see nothing wrong. Don't need to sweat or make over, baby. It don't make no sense. All you need to do is feel your confidence. You know that Mary can't never ever pay the bill. That ought to let you know that shit ain't real. Girl, it's something you do to me, and you just do it naturally, baby. That I chose you. Girl, it's something you do to me, and you just do it naturally.
You have to be all that, baby.
Baby, you don't, you don't.
Just as long as you come on. Sexy,
yeah.
Sexy,
baby.
Sexy,
you're walking.
Sexy,
you're talking.
Sexy,
you're looking.
Sexy,
smelling.
Sexy,
so fly.
Welcome back. Jamie Foxx, sexy. Anybody like that song? Well, damn. Nobody want to feel the Jamie Foxx?
That's
why. Damn, Jamie ain't trying to hear all that shit. So, what's this? Let me start with we'll start with Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to that song. What's the sexiest thing about a man? Not what you're attracted to, but what makes a man sexy to you? One thing.
Boy, what you mean? What's she not attracted to? Of course, if it's sexy, she's going to be attracted to it.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. But as the soundbite say, I want to talk to your cool ass. Janine.
Sound real. Hey.
Janine.
Yeah.
Janine. What's the sexiest thing on a man for you? Anything?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Excluding the dick. Excluding the dick.
Well, not the dick. No, well, maybe you mean on a specific guy or just anything about a guy that makes him sexy?
Anything.
trying to get pointers, y'all. He's trying to get pointers. Help him out.
Whatever, dude. You want me to come back to you, Janine? You need to think about it.
His lips.
Lips. Okay.
Yeah. The soft, smooth lips, not the crusty type.
So lips like mine, then.
Oh, shit,
oh,
not
yeah.
The crusty type, motherfucker.
You left yourself wide open for that shot.
Yeah,
wide I know, open. Man, but that's why I'm even going to respond. I'm just going to move on to the next person. Sean?
Hi.
What about you?
I always look at his teeth.
So if he's missing teeth, they ain't sexy to you. You got to have all 32.
I always look at the lips and the teeth. You got to have some. I love some fresh white teeth. I love it.
Okay.
You don't see too many dudes with white teeth no more.
Okay.
So they smoke all them blunts.
Right. And they lips be all pink and stuff. I don't like that shit. That's like a complete throw-off to me. I can't stand those pink lips and fucked up teeth.
A black man with pink lips?
They don't have pink from smoking.
Yeah, from them burning lips.
Man, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never seen no brother with no pink-ass lips. I mean, I've seen the roach smoke. You know when you're smoking the roach? The last part of the weed. Burning up this. All right, I'm going to move on. Move on. Waylo, what about you? Next thing on the woman to you.
Yeah. I got a couple of them, actually.
Go for it.
The neck. Like when a chick got on, like, a light coat of lip gloss. Lips just looking juicy. The way a woman stands, like, I don't know what it is about women. When they stand, they lock their legs back.
Oh, yeah. I that, though.
And the gap on the woman.
Okay, so ladies, for y'all that don't know, that's a little gap in between your legs. I get kind of quiet on that.
No.
I don't know what the hell is that. God damn, boy, you in remedial class tonight, ain't you?
But the sexiest thing is a woman with a job.
I'm glad you said that before a woman said it. I'm glad you said that.
That's sexy.
A woman with a job.
But hey, can I get in on this sexiest thing, man? And anybody
ain't your
been
turn yet? Ain't your turn yet, man?
Motherfucker, I'm making it my turn. Damn it, I'm tired of you. You've been trying to flow show all motherfucking night, man. Man, you gonna have to. We gonna have to have a motherfucking meet, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, like I said before, I had to put his ass on mute. But
Father,
fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
I had to get you back, man. All right, go ahead, though, man. Go ahead with your sex thing, dog. I just had to get you back, man.
You ruined it.
Nah, man. Anybody that been on the show know me, man. I got a foot fetish, man. You got to have some pretty feet.
You interrupted me to say that, man?
Well, fuck you. I'm trying to see who got the pretty feet on here. Who's the on?
Yeah, that's my top tier, too. Pretty feet.
Right, you got to have it.
You got too many.
Ooh.
Hey, I like them the way I like
Well, they say you just being too goddamn picky.
Nah, I ain't picky. Hey, I'm picky
because you be fucking with the father.
She ain't know he rubbed off on
her. You done hung up already. All right, but let's keep going. All right, Lucius, what about you?
If I like the head. I like to rub a man's head, so I like a bald head, low cut hair. So it's a man's head.
All right. Whit, what about you?
I got two. Her lips and the walk, man. That sexy walk, man. I don't know what it is, especially if she got on some heels, like one of them business women. And of course, pretty feet. Everybody know that they gotta have pretty feet for me. Well, I can't fuck.
Man, what's so special about the goddamn you, man? Y'all with these goddamn feet, man.
I can't. Hey, I don't know.
Y'all have pretty feet. Hell, you don't want a woman getting in a bed cutting your damn legs up at night.
You know what I'm saying? Rubbing against your legs and shit, she tearing half your skin off.
Hell yeah, the damn heel of her damn foot rusty and goddamn feel like sandpaper running against your shit.
Ooh, well, you telling right. her to grab your cup for you, she grab her, your cup with her feet. Hand it to you. Nah, bro, I don't need no monkey toes.
Right.
But that's just me.
I guess. But we still got people listening, so if y'all want to tell us what sex is,
with y'all, you got to push one.
Yeah, I see Sunshine on that, but she ain't pressed one yet, so she don't want to talk. But, hey, so what, you don't care about feet. I mean, motherfuckers just have some more gorilla toes, and they just don't bother you.
That shit don't bother me, man.
Really? Seriously? She don't?
Seriously, no.
Don't bother you?
You don't,
toenails
man.
Toenails could be down. Toenails could curl up under your feet. You wouldn't. That wouldn't. You wouldn't mind that.
I mean, come on now. Your toenails got to be clipped, but goddamn.
Okay, I'll just
like this. I mean, y'all talking right. Like she got to have a pedicure, a manicure, toenails clipped.
Yeah.
She got to have 14 different color toenail polish on the toes. Come on, man.
I
got to ask all that shit.
I'm just saying if we go out in the summertime and you putting on sandals and it look like you got damn bunions and corns and warts all across your damn foot, look like you done closed your foot in a car door a couple of times, then hell no. Put on some damn socks.
Wet gym shoes.
Yeah, put on some gym shoes.
You tell her not to wear no sandals. Like, baby, you should change your shoes.
Well,
don't nobody
know
but you.
You don't want to hurt our feelings sometimes. Yeah, true. But if you walking with her, they looking down at her feet like, damn, my feet fucked up.
Oh. Oh, well, boy, only in Sin City, boy. I'm going to get away with this kind of shit.
I'm just saying, bro. It was a chick, like, I got pet peeves, and her feet was just like, looked like damn raptor toes.
Man,
it was like,
can't talk
I couldn't
about,
do it.
You can't so talk about LaFonda, man. Tapping. She ain't no here to defend herself.
Oh,
you can't
I'm
talk
terrible.
About LaFonda feet, man.
You grown.
You can't defend yourself, man.
Sorry, I'm going to get a sound bite and get your ass.
Go for it, man. I'll play the motherfucker for you. When you tell me to play it, I ain't play it for you. You say, play my sound bite, and I'll play that motherfucker.
Hey, little fella, I'm getting a sound bite.
Now, what's not sexy? Now, like, some women don't like hairy men.
Ew.
A man can't help if he's hairy. That's not his fault. It's just his
name. Shave your motherfucker. Shave your back.
Shave his back.
Cut your back.
Well, thanks for asking that question for me, bro. I'm gonna start with. Actually, let's start at the top this time. What? All right, dog. What you find unsexy on a woman?
Talking to me, talking.
I'm talking to the Mr. Co-host here.
Man, why you always say co-host like I'm second or something, man?
Because we share the show, man. We're co-hosts, both of us.
Yeah, but you been saying that lately, like, shit, you the co-host. Like, nigga, I'm the motherfucking host. You the just the co-host.
I'm sorry. Mr. Capital C-A-Z, sir, can you please answer the question for us, sir? Mr. President?
What was the question again, brother?
I'm sorry?
I said, what was the question again?
What was the question again? You lucky I can't get to the sound bite in time.
See, I gave you free opportunity.
I know. My shit running slow. Question is, what do you find unsexy in a woman?
Unsexy.
Other than her feet. Other than her feet.
Oh. I was just about to say ugly feet, but unsexy. What is unsexy? I think that got to go with teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm going to look at you. I mean, you can have a pretty smile and all that. But, I mean, it'd have to be teeth and, let's see, hygiene. Teeth and hygiene. That's, like, the unsexiest.
Okay. All right. I'm going to come back to what you just said, but I'm going to get everybody else in right quick. All right, Wick, what about you?
One of them big nasty ass moles on her chin, man.
On her chin?
Yeah, man. Well, on her lip or chin.
Lip? That's a wart.
Whatever they call them things. That too.
No. Somebody's on her lip. This shit, that sound like a wart.
Man.
So like she sucked her own
leg, man. Got some ugly-ass legs.
All right. Lucius, unsexy on the man. You want me to come back to you?
Yeah, you can come back to me.
All right, Waylo.
Y'all ready for this one?
Go for it.
Public service announcement. The sexiest thing, the unsexiest thing on a woman is when they don't shave their motherfucking legs under their arms and their damn pussy. That is the least sexiest thing in the world to me. Save that shit.
Yeah. All right. Sean?
I'm going to say they overall appearance, like the way they dress, especially shoes. I always look at the shoes. If your shoes supposed to be white and they, like, starting to turn with that little grass-looking color on them, that's not the style. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Somebody
shoes.
Said that before. What if he just came from work? What if he just came from, he might have his work shoes on.
Nah, you know
when,
the difference.
When you see him.
Work shoes and, like, thinking you got on this outfit with these busted up, green supposed to be white shoes. Now, you know, you would know when somebody's in the work because you have a little paint or some, you know what I'm saying, salt or something, but you come in with some jeans, blue jeans with the creases and stuff and your little coogi shirt, but your shoes look like you've been playing in the grass. Now, I'm telling you, I promise, I can't stand, I cannot just stand dingy dudes. If you dingy, it's like, that's like such a turn off. You cannot be dingy.
Well, you need to meet your man at Foot Locker.
Right.
You need that motherfucker that just gets coming out there with that fresh-ass pair of gym shoes.
Right. Right, that is such a turn on. I'm so serious. Because I'm like, shoot, okay, you ain't going to see me dingy, so I don't want to see you dingy. You know what I mean? That's just dingy. Like, you can't come out with no, y'all know what I'm talking about, them shoes would be so dang on fucked up. They got that grass on grass thing. Green shit that won't come out.
white shoes that they done tried to keep white so long that they yellow.
No, let me tell you what really threw me off. This dude in my work, he got a pair of red and white, some older Jordans, and he wear them with everything. Like, these red and white Jordans, he be wearing them with, like, orange and green, and you know what I mean? Oh, my gosh, he made me.
You got a job.
You better go get you some more. You know damn well then, if that's the case, don't go buy no damn red and white Jordan North. That's the only damn pair of shoes you're going to have, and you're going to wear with every damn thing you put on. Ain't no sympathy for that.
Go back to some all white
or some all black. What the hell you going to go get some red and white for knowing the next day you're going to put on some damn green and orange? Come on now.
Well, if that motherfucker wearing green and orange, shit, he got a problem any goddamn way.
That's fun. I with that. He irritated me so bad. Every time he used to come and just sit anywhere near me, I had to move because all I could see is them shoes.
Okay. All right. Sunshine, what about you? The unsexiest thing on the man.
The unsexiest thing for me is to see a grown-ass man sagging.
True that.
That is not sexy at all. You a grown ass man quit walking around looking like you took a shit on yourself. You leave that shit for the little youngsters. That is not cute nor sexy on a grown ass man.
The youngsters shouldn't do it either.
No.
Nobody should do it.
I don't
think. I said young men shouldn't, the kids shouldn't do it either. The little dudes.
My boys don't, but I mean, that's the little trend. And I know when we were younger, we did the little trend thing, but we grown now. It's time to put that shit away and get your grown man on. And that includes not walking around looking like he got shitty drawers.
Okay,
jeans on.
I see a motherfucker over 21 with some skinny jeans on, I'm going to kick his ass.
But see, they all over this motherfucker.
Right.
Skinny jeans are sagging,
skinny jeans.
How do you sag skinny jeans?
They sag skinny jeans, fam.
Man, I see a mother at the gas station, man, I almost died laughing.
I'm so glad I talked Father Time out of buying them pair. God damn, I'm glad I talked to him.
That ain't going to happen, man. I ain't skinny enough to wear skinny jeans. Everybody can't wear that shit.
Some
people don't care. Don't
big dudes wear skinny jeans?
Nah, them jeans ain't made for everybody.
If grown ass men want to walk around looking like they got on some superhero tights, then that's your thing. But that's a turn off, too.
I think that's just now. That's me and always been wanting to get in touch with a more feminine side. So they brought out the skinny jeans, so now they can, you know what I'm saying, come clean and feel good about it.
If I see any motherfucker I graduated school with in a pair of skinny jeans, I'm hey, use a bitch.
Start asking questions. Watch how he talk. Most gay men, they enunciate too much like a woman because they've been sucking too much dick.
Right.
So you'll be able to point them out. They
is
could
that
be
why
the,
y'all pronounce it so good?
Is that why what?
Is that
why women pronounce it so good? So pronounce that good comes from sucking dick.
Enunciate. Too much movements with their lips.
I understand that. I'm just saying. I'm a country ass motherfucker. I don't know what I'm saying. Because I'm down in Napa, and I keep hearing everybody saying there. And, yeah, I mean, they put these motherfuckers.
Whoa.
Okay,
oh,
who
shit.
In the freezer?
Hey, what the fuck was that?
Oh, shit, they coming to get us.
Hey, it's
y'all ain't saying nothing about the government, nothing, did y'all?
That was last week, though.
Oh, shit.
They got us.
All right, let me finish the list, man. Let me finish the list. Okay, Sunshine, you came on a little bit late. So what's the sexiest thing about a man to you?
It has to be his mustache and how he, you know, trim up his little facial hair and hairline.
I got that.
I know you do.
Well, there we go. See, time I told
y'all,
you, man.
Are y'all done?
Trim that shit up, dog.
Yeah, I've been peeping that, so yeah. But yeah, that is a turn on. And you gotta have some nice tea. Don't we grown? Don't open your mouth and you got a fucking full grill. That's not sexy to me.
Okay. Janine?
Yeah.
The unsexiest thing on the man for you.
Little dick. And it's not.
I knew it.
Not cute.
I knew it.
LaFonda been on this show for too long, man.
Hello.
I thought LaFonda hung up.
Hey, man. Yeah, that. You know, that wouldn't have been Janine if she didn't say that, dog. If she said anything
right.
else, I'd have been like, what's wrong with her?
Trying to keep it clean and be good.
Right. She said a little dick. And that's the
that's crazy thing. That everybody on the whole show knew she was about to say that, though.
You know. All right, for the people that's listening, if y'all want to jump in, you got to push one. All right, man. Now let's go back to this hygiene you was talking about. What exactly do you mean?
I mean, dog. I mean, if you smell like you done played full court basketball. No. You need your ass.
Okay, but okay. Let's say she went to something new as far as perfume. Well, it could be the perfume. You know what I mean? Because all perfume don't smell the same.
Okay, that might be a fragrance that I might not be fond of, but no, motherfucker, if you just stink, you stink.
You smell like an onion. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Like an onion and shit, you talking about come hug me, give me a kiss. No, bitch, go wash your arms.
Go wash your arms.
Shit, don't stink. You smell
hey,
like
you know
that right now.
When women's titties stink.
What?
You know what, dog?
Now, women's titties, sweaty titties.
Hold on.
Sweaty balls or sweaty titties.
It's the secret to that, though. Let me not go over
shit. You need to tell the motherfuckers with sweaty titties.
I've never ran into a stinking titty, man. And let me knock on wood, I've never ran into a stinking titty.
Okay, Sunshine, what's the secret?
He's mad. They need to tell them, because that's the women that got bigger chests. They need, after they bathe and put their lotion and smell good and stuff on, they need to go on and rub some deodorant up under there. I'm dead serious.
Rub
it up
under your titties.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Damn.
I can honestly say I've never ran into a smelly titty. Never.
Me
listen, my testing got bigger, and they natural, but that was a trick I had to learn because at first I ain't hardly had none. So to go from a B cup to a D cup, you know, yeah, that wasn't about the right for me. So
you went from a B to a D without surgery?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
My mom.
That nigga got the sucker on him right. That's what that was.
That's my family trait.
I know. When I was little.
Well, no, because my mom is in a triple F. I think that's the
name
now.
Ooh,
triple
F. Yeah.
Breakfast.
You know
how bad
it hurts
all the time. That shit's got to hurt your back.
Why do you care? What is wrong with you today?
Man.
I'm just saying. saying, triple F. I mean, because I've heard that women with big chests, it hurts their back.
Hey,
is that true,
lady? You just told me
to reduce them.
Right, exactly. Don't reduce that. Shut the fuck up.
Well, my mother said she's not going to reduce hers.
You know what? Damn this. This motherfucker's out of pocket tonight.
Say what?
You gonna tell a woman?
No, my mama said hers got her a lot of hard passes.
She didn't got put on you tonight. She didn't got put on.
The only thing you gotta do is show a damn nice ass cleavage. Hell, a cleavage look like an ass. Hell, you show a dude a cleavage, it look like a piece of ass. You gonna do get what you want? Hell, I don't say
you
ain't want to get out of damn pocket.
You got your damn mind.
Anyway, I'm talking to the ladies. Ladies, now I'm telling y'all what I've heard. I've heard that women say that when they have big chests and it hurts their backs, which is why some women get the reductions. I'm asking y'all, is that true?
It don't hurt my back. It hurt my shoulders because it's like my chest be weighing damn shoulders there.
Yes.
Yes,
you know what it
is
though?
One of my friends did have a chest reduction because it hurts her back. It was bothering her back, so she did have a chest reduction.
Well, where'd she go?
Mine don't hurt my back. Mine hurt my shoulders too because it pulls my straps into my shoulders.
Yeah, that's the only time I had shoulders.
Well, she just had to get a reduction. Motherfucker, that ain't our problem. That's theirs, nigga.
I was gonna say I don't want no reduction. I like my benefits.
Yeah. Mom, you gotta get a reduction.
That's not what I said. First of all, I said that women get reductions because of that. I didn't say you should go get one. Now, if you're gonna quote me, quote me right.
Oh, shut up.
I know.
I need to get married.
Piss me off with that one. I'm a breast man. Don't you dare say no blasphemy like that. That's blasphemy. I want them motherfuckers to hit me over the head. Shit, I love them, man. I'm a breast man. I love them, man.
And you know what? Okay, now you know what you said. All right, let me ask you a question. Okay, let's say you married your woman has big ass breasts. Okay, later on down the line, it's some health issues. You still against it?
Hey, work it out.
You're stupid.
That's a fucked up thing you say.
Hey man, I'm not gonna give up my joints. I'm not giving up my fun.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
I ain't giving up my fun bag for nobody. Fuck what you talking about.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Why do like women with the bigger breasts? They always have them real itty bitty ass nipples.
That's
not
my problem, so I don't know.
I love them. Damn, well, you be fucking a lot
of
white girls or something, huh?
No. The chick, well, it's a couple of chicks. She has, like, some real big-ass breasts, but her nipples were small as hell.
Oh, man, I be seeing areolas look like motherfucking shit. Damn, I was like, God damn. But I ain't ran into no little nipples.
Yeah, I ran into some little nipples. I mean, like, little nipples.
Nah, well, let me knock on wood again. I ain't ran into the little nipples. Now, I'm going to tell you the worst nipples I ever seen. A damn part of time with no shirt on. One of the worst nipples I ever seen.
Yeah, that's a scary sight, I must say.
Man, fuck you, man.
That's how I went blind in one eye.
You need to put the bottle down, bro.
Shut up,
lucky everybody knew. Hey, you lucky everybody on the show been on the show before. We be having a crowd. For all you people that are listening, fuck him.
Well, I mean, everybody's been on the show. They just see you with your shirt off, man. Them silver dollars.
I'm mute myself now because I'm about to say something.
Oh, shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, I'm on with the show now. I'm better.
I mean, no, but for real, Waylon, I ain't never ran into that, man. I mean, I ain't never ran into no small nipple woman.
What you say?
I mean, I ain't never ran into that. No pun intended for the white women, but, I mean, as far as black women, I ain't never ran into that. I mean, like I said, let me knock on wood.
Well, the one, she was full black. And then the other one, she was black and mixed with white.
Okay, let me ask this. Now, this for my fellas. Hey, you having sex with when you having sex, man? Do you like to see them suck on their titties when y'all having sex with them?
Hell
what's
yeah.
Up?
Hell yeah. Yes, indeed.
Ain't that just like the ultimate turn on?
Yeah, that's a turn on.
Man, ladies, I'm telling you, if you want to get a motherfucker going, suck on your nipple. Oh, that nigga, hey, I'm telling you, he gonna give you 2 more inches. He gonna give you 2 more inches. I bullshit you not.
So you gonna get that arch, huh?
you gonna get at least 2 more inches. Ladies, listen to me when I tell you this. Put that nipple in your mouth, you're going to get 2 more inches. You're going to dab. This nigga dick that got big than a motherfucker. What is a fucking... Hey, I'm not bullshit. I mean, I'm serious, ladies. I mean, do y'all do that? I'm going to start with Sean. Sean, you do that?
I never done that. I sure will try it.
You ain't never sucked on y'all nipple.
No.
Now, I done seen your pictures on that city. You got some big ones. Not once.
No. I mean, like, in the privacy of just myself, but I never, like,
but,
grabbed
the hold on. You done started a whole nother, Where in the hell is Megatron she coming from? Where is Megatron she coming from? But no, seriously. So you mean to tell me, like, when you just by yourself, you just suck on your titties?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, you ain't got nothing to do, right? You just...
That's some shit that I like to walk in on.
It depends on how horny I am, but something. But they usually just get me like all the way there. I'm just.
But you ain't never did it in front of. You ain't never did it in front of a man, but you just.
Yeah,
you just
when I'm in the mood for just taking care of me myself, then yeah, I just handle my business because I know where. All the spots is, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about nobody trying to find a spot, you know what I'm saying, to get me there when I'm in that mood to get myself there. Yeah, I do it.
Damn, that's sexy as hell.
You know, there's nothing wrong with telling a man the spot.
That was weak to say that. Let me find it. I'm going to find it. I don't need you to tell me a damn thing. All right, well, hold on. Damn, Sean. That. You know what? I'm going to ask this question. I don't know why I'm asking this question. Well, maybe I should ask ask how often. Janine, how often do you do it? I know that. Yeah, but how often?
You mean with somebody in the room or without?
Both. Right. The fact that these ladies doing this without us, fellas, we fucking up.
I never heard of such a thing.
I didn't know y'all did that.
I'm wrong, man. I'm wrong, man.
Well, hell, I guess we jack off without them, so I guess they jack without us. So, I mean, seriously, you do that without a man being around you? Just like your titty?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I am flabbergasted. I am outdone. For real. Okay, now, Sunshine, what about you?
What about me?
Hey, you ever did it without the man being there? You ever substituted without the man being there?
No.
I knew you did. I knew you did. Wow. But two out of three ain't bad, though.
I did them with him. Did it with him now, but not. Yeah, not when it's just me.
Damn. I would really like to
like I said, late. That's some shit I like to walk in on, goddammit.
Wait a minute, why would you?
Fucking on the titties is like the link to your, well, it's the link to my pussy, so.
Right. If they go together, it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can have an orgasm. Well, I can have an orgasm just from that.
Right, that's how I get, man. I'm telling you, that's how I get, man, every time. It's like I have to, once I start that, it's over. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get body, so I know where to start. And it's like just to start with the titty. Oh, my God. It's like, that's it. After that, I'm
exploding. Well,
FYI, man.
I'm listening.
That's one thing y'all need to incorporate, you know. When y'all hitting it and stroking it and, you know, you got
shit,
the
little
stimulation
going. Shit, I
know how to
pop a titty in my mouth.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
I'm popping a titty in my mouth.
Yeah, no.
Shut me up.
Don't worry. I ain't going to leave a friend unaccounted for. I'm going to go mess with him.
Hey.
Two over there. Uh-huh. You know, the twins.
Hey,
they twins. You got to do both of them.
I'm going to all night. I'm seriously, I'm out done because I'm like, damn, I didn't think women did that.
I didn't either.
You learn something new every day. I mean, yeah. I knew they did it, but I thought they did it just to turn us on. I didn't know they did it just for the self-pleasurement.
Right.
Man,
well, that's something
you
don't see in the movies. You don't see that shit in the movies.
I'm going to tell you like this. Me and Waylo on the same page. If I walk in and I see you sucking your titty, it's a wrap. It's
telling
a wrap.
I'm jumping in the bed like Superman. Dick first.
Man, my clothes going to just fall off.
Right. She just melted. What is clothes going? They just melted off.
Got a breakaway on or something.
Hey, it's gonna. Hey, nigga, I got a full jeans. Them motherfuckers gonna come off like breakaway.
Go Megatron again.
I don't know what that is.
That was me starting my truck up just now.
Oh.
I don't know what the other shit was.
Sound like you driving Bumblebee.
Damn.
Hey, get me from point A to point B, so I don't give a fuck, and it's paid for.
I feel you.
I feel you. Damn,
you sound like a transformer, though.
I am.
But wait, y'all want to know what else is a turn off?
What? Turn off for women?
Yeah, a dude trying to holler at you from the passenger seat. Yes, I know some men have cars and they ride with their boys, but if you know you ain't got no whip and you sitting in the passenger seat, Don't try to holler at no female.
Why?
That is so not a good look. Every time y'all go somewhere, she got to come pick you up.
Okay, that don't mean he don't got a car. He might just be riding with his boy that day.
Exactly.
I said, I know sometimes y'all, you know, get up together and y'all go somewhere together. I said, but the ones that don't have a car, that's sitting in the passenger seat, don't holler.
So he can't talk to you
because
he ain't got a car?
Hell no. How we gonna go out? I gotta always come pick you up.
What's wrong with that? Maybe he's down out right now. He might just need a little support.
He better go to the government for support.
Hold on.
He need a bailout plan real quick.
Damn.
Oh, hell
wow.
No.
So you wouldn't talk to him
No, because I've been in a situation like that before. That shit is not cute and it's not fun.
Well, what if you ain't got a car? He got to pick your ass up all the time.
Oh, I always got a whip, so that's not an issue for me.
Well, what if his engine went out?
If his engine went out, that's something totally different. But, okay, now, come on. Now, you know, and I know y'all know, y'all got that one boy that ain't got no car, ain't never had no car, ain't tried to ever get no car.
Yeah. He should know that getting all the damn numbers.
If he's down and out, then you don't need to be trying to holler no way. You need to get your shit together. That's the same way for a female. I'm not finna let you try to holler at me if I know I ain't got my shit together.
Well, maybe he ain't worried about
it. You might miss out on a dude that you gonna, that could be the right dude.
Exactly.
You ain't got your shit together at that right point in a minute of time, but that don't mean you ain't gonna get your shit together later.
Right.
Some men never do it, though. It's something
that
never gets together, so.
Like I said, I call them Willy Foo Foos. There's a lot of Willy Foo Foos out there. You got to find that right dude. That's a down-ass dude that'll do shit like that. They out here.
Name and address.
If I got two cars and you ain't got none, and I meet you, do you think you obligated to get one of my cars?
No. Hell no.
I mean, no, seriously.
You said you got two cars, not... Right.
I mean, but now, I done heard people like, okay, well, can I just drive... Well, I can't drive your car. I can't drive that car. Why would I let you drive my car?
No, I don't let nobody drive my car.
Because it's your car.
Ain't nobody driving my car. Fuck that.
And then they
I don't
be
care if I got
the first
two cars
to
in the driveway. Fuck that.
They'd be the first one to try to jump in the car with the rims and shit on it.
Right.
Fuck that. You ain't driving my car.
You gonna jump in the car with the rim.
Yeah, you won't take the raggedy motherfucker.
Well... I'd be like, well, it's ragged. It ain't running. So what she asked me, can I? No, it ain't running.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Yeah, Smith, you fucked up.
Oh, hell.
Nah. Man, that's what you tell her, dog. Motherfucker ain't running. You was driving yesterday, and the motherfucker just, something happened, you hit something. He ain't riding right, so you ain't gonna read too much.
No, you ain't even gotta do all of that. That's your shit. Just say no.
Right. Come on, y'all ain't gonna. Come on, women ain't gonna tell
whatever,
you that shit.
She ain't putting
talking.
Out one. Whatever, she ain't
say
not one payment on it. How much she put on it? That's what you need to ask her then. How much you put on it?
Really? Well, look, I'm figuring the average man, the only reason the average man is going to let you drive his car or take his car is because of one thing, and this is what he got.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
He know he like it back that now there, so he like, fuck it, you can drive the car.
Oh no, man. I think a man.
And you know what's you know what's some fuck shit. Right. And I know a female that did some fuck shit. This dude I know let his baby mama drive his motherfucking car. It was one of them big body 9/8 with some rims on it, nice paint job on it, sounds the work. This bitch let her boyfriend drive his shit.
Yeah, I seen that.
Why you don't let nobody drive your shit? You ain't got to worry about stuff like that. I mean, come on, man.
Exactly. So just say no. Don't. You ain't got to come up with all these goddamn excuses. It's your shit. Say no.
No. Hold on. Now, I mean, if it's somebody that you love, you gonna let them drive your car. You ain't gonna have no problem with them driving your car. I mean, if I love you, I have no problem with you driving my car. But I'm talking about the randoms. You know what I'm saying, the motherfucker you meet. You know what I'm saying. You trying to impress. And you just like, you know, I mean, hold on, we got a new caller. Caller.
No, they must let somebody drive their car.
Right.
I ain't let nobody drive my shit.
That's a good rant.
Good Reverend, what's happening?
All I wanted to say was, the reason why you niggas don't want to let nobody drive y'all shit is because you scared somebody going to see him in it. That's all.
No, I'm scared you're going to scuff up the goddamn rims. That's what it is.
I mean, it's not about, I wish a nigga would tell me I couldn't drive his shit.
Damn.
Are
you going to tie him up and whoop his ass?
I mean, how bad do you drive?
I have no points on my license. None.
Yeah,
that don't mean you're a good driver. You got to steal my shit.
Driver.
You don't drive my shit. You better steal it.
I ain't got to steal your shit. I just take the keys and drive it.
That's still stealing.
I'm calling the homies. I'm searching for your ass, too.
You ain't going to have to look too far, because I ain't going to go too far. You ain't going to have to look too far to find me. But if we in a relationship, and I want to drive the goddamn car, I'm going to drive the goddamn car one way or the other.
Well, yeah,
that's why I
got to
switch
on
my shit.
See, they, we weren't talking about being in a relationship, Rev.
See, I just came in on the conversation, so I really don't know what's going on.
No,
we weren't talking about if you in a relationship.
This is just
somebody you just messing with, and you want to drive their car.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, I ain't never had that problem.
I mean, that's just like me saying, hey, man, you met at a club. I think, we hit it off good. You know what I'm saying? You even let me hit it. And it was good to you. But then you wake up in the morning, I'm like, shit, hey, I went over to homie's house to go play Xbox. I mean, you gonna be looking like, motherfucker, you just took my car. Like,
no.
Right, so we had all right to feel the same way.
If it's somebody that you messing with, well, yeah, I came in on the wrong end of the conversation then, because I thought this was somebody that you was messing with and you just wouldn't let them drive your car.
What did you get? Yeah,
well, I'm married and I don't let my husband drive my car.
Oh, that's bullshit right there. I'm driving the car. We married.
Whatever. I don't drive his shit. I don't let nobody drive my
though,
shit.
Right?
I don't drive
you
his
can.
Shit.
But just
I
can't always say, baby, let me drive the
car. I'm driving your
car. I can't what?
You can drive your husband's car, right? If you needed to.
I don't want to drive it. He done tore the shit up. That's why he can never get in my seat.
Oh, he can't drive.
That is the point. If you needed to use his car, he would say, here's the keys. Right?
Well, that's why you have insurance.
He would,
shit,
but shit, I don't. Yeah, but I don't do cars. But yeah,
but he can't drive your car.
Hell no.
I'm driving, and I ain't telling you shit. We married. I'm driving your shit.
Shit.
And I ain't fast.
No, I can understand what she mean, though, because my husband tore up, like, three cars, and so I can understand what she mean by that, but...
And I'm driving the fourth one. I'm driving the fourth one, too. Oh, my God, it's with me. What are you talking about? What you mean, where your car at? It's my car. You bought it while we was married, didn't you?
He ain't put nothing on it. That was
did
something
you
I had
while
before.
We was married?
Hell no, I bought it before we got married. That's why it's my shit. I came on it, not yours. I made all the payments. That's my community property.
You brought it into the marriage.
Exactly.
That's my community property.
I bet you I'm driving that car.
I bet you don't.
Shit, I got a keymate.
You ain't going to have no keymates of mine.
I bet you I'm
going to. If I ain't driving, you ain't driving that motherfucker. It's going to be on four flats every morning. You're like, damn,
damn
I got
right.
Some slow
leaks. Y'all can't drive it, you ain't driving.
Damn right.
And when I get tired of bad tires, I'm going to handcuff your ass to the motherfucking bed and you won't be flat as shit.
You got to let me out sooner or later. You can't just keep me there.
No, I don't. Yes, I can.
I bet you that motherfucker ain't rolling.
Bucket.
Tell me no.
Give
tell
you a bucket
no.
And a remote and you good.
I bet you that motherfucker don't start.
Oh,
you go out there, that motherfucker ain't gonna start. I took the battery out that bitch, unhooked the alternator.
You fucking with the wrong one, because I can put all that shit back in. You fucking with the right one.
Hey,
I got more mechanical genius than he do.
I'm picking up
my put a switch on it. If I'm handcuffed, you handcuffed too. Both of us ain't going.
Nah, on. It's only one pair, so.
Oh no, I got an extra pair. And man got an extra pair.
I mean, man, that's crazy, man. You will come outside and the whole engine be sitting in the yard. Man, put that shit back together.
But see, that's what you don't know about me. I love working on cars, so go ahead. That's a hobby of mine, so do what you do.
My ex-girlfriend, her dad was a master mechanic, and she used to watch, instead of playing with dolls and shit, she used to be in the garage with him. She told me if I ever cheated on her, she was going to take my car apart, put it in my basement, put it back together again.
Hell yeah.
And the scary thing was about it, I believed her.
Oh, hell no. I'm going to
put the back together in the basement. Huh? Nigga, you walk downstairs, you see a motherfucking truck sitting in your basement. You like, what? I am not bullshit. That's what she told me, fam. I swear to God, she said that shit.
Oh, man, that's crazy as a motherfucker.
Well, like I said, the scary thing about it is I believe it.
Oh, man. God damn. I would be fucked up in the head. I'd have to take pictures and everything. Post that shit on Facebook and be like, God damn, can y'all please tell me how she did this shit here? This is a, she got skills. This is,
and you know how those airbags too?
Hey, you know how those airbags go out on those Lincoln trucks?
No, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, airbags on Lincoln trucks go out where they be sagging and shit. Yeah. When they take to the ground. She fixed her own airbags.
sound like a keeper, man. You can go buy you some junk cars and have no work on your shit, dog. Free. You should have kept her, man. She got a skill.
Nah, she had issues.
I think that's sexy, man. If she could put your shit back together in the basement, she's a fucking keeper. Have a worker on the side with the short soul.
It seems like everybody you fuck with got issues, Waylo.
Hey, she did have issues, shit.
You should have kept that one. You should just deal with her issues, man. You could out there to start this shit.
Nah, you couldn't keep with that issue, pal. I went to Bosnia. I went overseas. When I came back, she had a baby.
Yeah, can't keep that easy. Well, you know, some things can be forgiven, man. You can start this shit up in the basement, dog.
I don't give a damn what you can do at that point in time. Hell, you can shove it up your ass for all I care.
I mean, think about that shit, man. You could have charged motherfucker, yo, dog, come check this shit out, dog. Motherfucker, get you one of them remote starters, be at the top of the stairs, be like, listen, get that motherfucker and your shit start up in the basement. Can't anybody fuck with you?
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere either.
Shit in the...
Right.
What I'm gonna
do? Sit in the car, listen to the music.
Nah, you can start that bug up. You gonna kill yourself.
Hey,
open the window. That would be amazing to me, man. To see some shit like that, man. Take my shit apart and put it together.
Get your shit out.
Do it overnight too.
We done ran over before they cut us off.
Hey,
yeah,
who
coming
down
in Napa? Right. Who coming down in Napa for the Super Bowl?
Me.
I wish I could.
Hi.
I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, Manny won't be there.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all, man. This motherfucker, hey, there's so many motherfuckers down here right now, it's ridiculous.
That's good for the economy. Because I know they're spending money, and I know them hotels are packed.
Well, yeah, they told me $700 for two nights.
Damn right. Motherfucker tried to get a motherfucking little Kia. Motherfucker want $500 for the weekend. $500 for a rental.
Yeah, they jacking the prices up like a motherfucker. They taking advantage.
Hell yeah, I would too, shit.
Well, hey, who y'all got, man? I'm rolling with the Giants.
I'm going with the Giants, man.
I'm going with the Giants. I can't stand the Patriots.
Yeah, fuck the Patriots.
None of you ladies watch football?
Nope. Yes, I watch football.
Who you going with?
I think the Patriots are going to take it personally.
Who said that?
Delicious.
What, you want to make a bet?
I ain't rooting for neither one of them. I don't give a damn about neither team. But I just think the Patriots are going to take it.
All right, before we get off here, who willing to bet? We ain't got to bet.
Well, I bet you. Well, no, we going for the same team. I can't bet you.
Okay.
I'm not betting against that Giants defense.
Hey, the loser got to put up naked pics.
How come y'all didn't do a football board on the site? I ain't betting.
loser got to put up naked pics.
Well, Red, you brought that up early. I would have did that too.
You said what?
It's too late. The Super Bowl is Sunday.
I know. It's too late now, but that would have been a good idea.
It's not too late. You still living in a glass house?
No, I'm saying we would have did it for the whole playoffs.
No, what's wrong with you doing it for the Super Bowl?
Okay, I'll put a poll up for you tonight. Make sure everybody go vote, Giants or Patriots. Anybody want to bet him? You got anybody for his bet? Any takers?
No, I'm going for the Giants.
So
if the Giants lose,
they don't play, motherfucker. nigga, I want your bet. I'm not taking your bet.
Well, I thought if you did a board, it has nothing to do with who wins. It goes by the score of each quarter. Am I right?
Say what?
If you do a board, a football board, it has nothing to do with who wins. It goes by the score of each quarter, right?
Right. What you're talking about? What they call a crazy board?
Yeah.
With the numbers. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, what do we get if we win?
Money. But you gotta put some money up, though.
I mean, shit. Who try to make this bet?
I'm just saying, what do we get? You talking about you want to see naked pics on the side. What do we get if we win?
Right.
What you want, Miss Pearly? Pearly.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just asking.
I'm asking, too.
I want a whole bunch of stuff. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go get it for myself.
Right now, see, there you go. You always trying to change the motherfucking just the conversation. What you talking about, Miss Pearly?
What? I'm going to say it.
No. You said if I lose, then what?
I want
to
know what I'm
going to
get.
What you want? I just told you what I want and what you want.
That motherfucker's serious, boy.
Hell, man. Point to the wall what you want, sucker. Hey, there you go. Call pop love like I'm a motherfucker. Hey. Name, right?
Well,
no
tell him, Janine. Tell him. Give him an answer.
Well, it don't matter to me. It could be anything.
A dollar?
No, that's not a dollar.
You said anything.
Okay, we want the best of money?
I mean, shit, if that's what you want to bet.
Your money, his money versus your naked pictures. Is that the bet?
Yeah, that's the bet.
How much is your money?
Yeah.
How much money are you talking?
Inbox me with the details.
He could have.
Shit, I
want to
get on
there.
They
could be dollars as long as they all, I want all the dollars taped on his body and I want him to be here naked in my house with all the dollar bills. Get the...
Oh, she calling you out, dog.
You want dollars. I want all these dollar bills.
It's a public bet. I ain't scared.
All right, wait a minute now before we get out. Is it a bet? You going to take a bet, dog?
Nigga, say it's a bet.
I said, is it a bet? I said, are you going to take her bet? She took yours, are you taking hers?
Didn't I just say that? Man, is you retarded? What part of it? It's you ain't understand.
I didn't hear you answer the question. Yes or no, motherfucker? God damn, why you make shit so difficult?
Dude, I just said it's a bet 3 times. What the fuck? Dude,
are
you retarded?
Next time, say it louder, motherfucker. God damn, boy.
No, it's too far
now.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
I ain't
scared. Who did that? Well, good luck, man. Waylo, you say you wanted to get on that bet, too?
I'm trying to figure out who the hell was moaning.
Nah, Waylo ain't getting on this bet. Shit, I don't know. Get away, y'all keep talking, man. Y'all fucking me up with this shit. Hey, I know Waylo ain't that type of guy. So why the fuck? Right, so hold on, man. You got to be more specific.
That's what he said. He said, wait a minute. I want to get on in this. He said, I want to get on this bet, too. That's what
you're talking about. You're talking about with Janine.
Right.
You're on her side, right, Waylo?
Huh?
You on my side, right?
What you mean I'm confused. All I heard was naked dollars and fucking naked pictures, bets, and I got sidetracked somewhere. I'm sorry. Y'all confusing me.
Well, wait, no. Great. This is Tim Henneman. That was like the funniest shit I'd heard. Wait a minute.
He was like, well, what'd you say? What? Fucking, I'm confused.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Right. Oh. No. Thank you, Wade. I ain't laughed that hard in so long. Oh, good.
Well, B, you met together, dog. We met together, man. We on the same team, dog. We met together.
Oh, okay.
All right. There we go.
The Patriots. Who you bet, Janine? The Patriots?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go for the Patriots.
Right. Okay, you want to make a bet?
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants.
Okay, well, I go with the Patriots. What you betting?
So what I'm betting?
Yeah.
What you want?
Huh?
What you want?
Make it fast now, y'all. We're going to get cut off. Make it fast. Make it fast.
All right, we're trying to get it our cab.
Sure,
okay,
say what you want.
We can do the same bet.
All right. That's a bet.
If we say how much, ain't nobody saying how much.
No, I just want all the dollars to be covering the dick. That's it.
Okay.
Everything else, I want naked.
Okay.
Goddamn, Waylo, we leave you off.
I don't want your dollars to cover nothing. Like, you told me.
She don't want nothing covered.
She just told me your hand.
I'm about to say, wait, well, you just got to hold your shit, your head.
Is that close?
Well, you right, man. It's a win-win situation for them.
I know, right?
On the Patriots. They just like, come on, Patriots.
Hey, I ain't
God
mad at all.
Come on, they want the Giants to lose like a motherfucker now.
Come on, brother, you punk motherfucker, shit.
What's going on the website?
Oh, no,
yeah.
If you want to record it and post it, we don't got no problem with that, bro.
Exactly. All right.
Hey, Waylo, we got to win, dog. We can't be walking in there with that. Hey, we got to win, dog.
But if y'all was close to each other, he'll be nudging his ass like,
Hey, we gonna be looking like Day Day and the little white boy on Friday part two. Hey, remember they had a tied up with each other. Don't go out like that, wait, don't go out like that. No.
Well, good luck to both sides, man. Good luck to both sides.
Well, hey, look, they gonna put us on city.spruce.com, man. We gotta represent. Hey, I ain't worried about it. Hey, wait, look, gonna be walking around and holding his head down with dollars in his hand.
I want him to be proud.
You said what?
I want him to hold his head up. I want him to be proud.
Exactly.
I want you to hold some dollars up, and I want you to dance. I want you to be slinging it around and stuff. My dollar's gonna be held up too.
Yeah.
Don't you think there's some kind of strip show where you throw the dollars at the computer and pick them back up when it's done? Hell no.
It's a bet.
My shit, goddammit. Dick and dollars on delivery, shit.
Hey, you know how you had $100 in your hand like that when that movie sprung? I know you want these nuts, girl. Hey, where are they going to be? I'll take them out. I know you want these nuts. let me shut my ass up. I ain't trying to give up no ideas.
You digging my hole deeper.
Look, that dude sounds kind of good. Oh,
he's under the bus.
All right, man, come on, get the hell out of here. Let's get the hell out of here before they cut us off, man.
Peace, love, and soul, fellas. Ladies.
All right, y'all. Same time next week.
All right, good luck.
Peace, love, and head,
yeah.
Good luck on those bets. Those guys. May the best man or woman win. All
right. Peace, y'all.
Love. Hold you.